From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. You can waste a lot of time on the internet. That's not a surprise, but can you get addicted to it? The same way people get addicted to heroin or alcohol or even gambling. Well, some psychologists say yes, and they started what they say is the country's first internet detox program. It's just outside Seattle. We asked NPR's Martin Costi to pay them a visit, and here's his report.
Ben Alexander says he's an addict.
Hi, I'm Ben, and I'm a gamer.
He's a soft-spoken 19-year-old, still kind of teenage-y, wearing a high school drama t-shirt. He says around the time he went off to college, he got involved in an online game called World of Warcraft.
It fairly quickly got out of hand to where I was missing classes and spending entire days just playing and not doing anything else.
About to flunk out, he asked his folks for help. His family is now spending $300 a day to keep Alexander away from the internet. He's the first client at a startup detox program called Restart. It operates out of a massage therapist's country home in the woods outside Seattle, a place with goats, doves, and chickens. Alexander helped to build the new chicken coop.
Construction is really new to me. I've never done anything like it before.
He says outdoor activities help to suppress his urge to go online. Alexander also gets counseling from Hillary Cash, a psychologist from suburban Seattle who co-founded this program. Cash has made a career treating what she calls internet and technology addiction.
We know that people tend to get hooked by things that are rewarding, but unpredictably so. And the internet is just built around that principle.
The internet can be habit-forming, she says, just like booze or gambling.
If you do it compulsively and in spite of the negative consequences, then we'd say that's an addiction.
It's a pretty broad definition of addiction. Too broad for some people. Psychologist John Grohol is founder of the mental health website Psych Central.
It becomes this catch-all label for anything that people find themselves spending a lot of time doing and find it very enjoyable to do so. And that's not really what an addiction is traditionally.
Grohol is more inclined to see excessive internet use as a symptom, not a disease, a symptom of, say, depression or anxiety. But back at Restart, Hillary Cash is confident that recognition of internet addiction will grow, and she's busy recruiting more clients. She's lost track of how many media calls she's had or how many reporters have already interviewed the program's young first patient. He doesn't seem to mind. It's something else to fill the hours now that he's not online. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.